It's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Roxanne Roberts and Adam Felber each has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
So, Roy, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Asbestos was found in the dust that settled after an 83-year-old steam pipe burst in blank.
New York City.
In Manhattan, right. Tuesday's plane crash was the worst ever in blank.
Brazil.
Right. On Thursday, a judge dismissed a lawsuit brought against the Bush administration by former CIA operative blank.
Valerie Plame.
Right. China this week accused foreign media outlets of raising unnecessary fears about that country's blanks.
Exports, toothpaste, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, food products specifically. A new poll finds Rudy Giuliani's numbers have dropped, meaning there's a new leader in the GOP race for president, and that leader is blank.
Fred Thompson?
No.
No, Mitt Romney.
No. None of the above.
Oh.
A number of readers slammed the New York Times and London.
That's my favorite.
There you are. A number of readers slammed the New York Times and London's Sun newspaper for reviewing blank 2 days before its release.
Harry Potter and the ghastly, deadly Hallows.
Whatever it is. With a loss to the St. Louis Cardinals, the blanks became the first U.S. professional sports franchise with 10,000 losses.
A big sigh of relief in Chicago because it's in... It's in Philadelphia.
It is, the Phillies. A German bus driver threatened to throw a passenger off his bus because she was too blank.
She was too... just too passengery.
You're just passive. You're sitting there. You expect me to do everything. No, he threw her off the bus because she was too sexy.
Oh.
She's
too sexy
for the
bus.
Right, according... According to the woman who was wearing a snug top with a plunging neckline, she was sitting quietly near the front when the driver abruptly stopped the bus and shouted, "Your cleavage is distracting me." Hold on, I should do this in a German accent. "Your cleavage is distracting me,
madam.
Every time I look into my mirror and I can't concentrate on the traffic." Right, no more. If you don't sit somewhere else, I'm going to have to throw you off the bus. So she quickly moved her sexy self out of the driver's eyeline. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had a great round. 6 correct answers, 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Roy has the lead.
Well done. All right. We have flipped a coin, and Roxanne has elected to go now. So, Roxanne, here you are. Fill in the blank. The world's biggest nuclear power plant was forced to shut down indefinitely after an earthquake hit blank.
Japan.
Right. Saying, "I'm finished talking about it," blank snapped when a reporter asked him about his troubled presidential campaign.
McCain.
Right, John McCain. Former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore ended his blank campaign last weekend.
His GOP presidential campaign?
Yes, he was running. Duke University's wireless network has started crashing because of data overload caused by people using their new blanks.
Apple iPhone thingies.
Right. Unhappy with the Democratic colleague's funding proposal, Alaska Congressman Don Young rose in the well of the House and threatened to blank.
Do somersaults.
No, he threatened to bite him like an Alaskan mink. Bill Clinton said, "I don't think she's trying to be a man," while talking to ABC about blank.
His wife, Hillary.
Exactly. Oprah Winfrey announced that she'd be holding a gala fundraiser for presidential candidate blank.
Obama.
Exactly right. Pagans in Dorset, England are furious because one day they went out to worship next to their ancient giant chalk drawing of a fertility symbol and found blank next to it.
Homer Simpson holding a donut.
Exactly right. Pagans believe that the Cern Abbas giant, an Iron Age chalk drawing of a giant naked man in a, shall we say, happy to see you state, is an aid to fertility. They were a little peeved this week when a giant Homer Simpson appeared in an adjacent field. A local artist was commissioned to do the drawing in biodegradable paint by the studio releasing the Simpsons movie. One local pagan was so annoyed he actually threatened a rain dance, quite seriously, to wash the offensive Homer away. Don't annoy the pagans.
Do not profane their dirty pictures.
Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had a great game, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. Roxanne now has 17 points and the lead.
Whoa. So how many, then? I love it when this happens, because this is what Adam Felber is born for. How many, then, does Adam Felber need to win it?
He needs 7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
You can do this. Here we go. Fill in the blank, Adam. The board of Dow Jones and Company approved the sale of the Wall Street Journal to media baron blank.
Rupert Murdoch.
Right. International crews could be called to help fight blanks on western states.
Fires.
Yeah, wildfires. A grand jury indicted Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick on charges related to illegal blanking.
Dogfighting.
Right. 11 of the biggest food and drink companies will adopt new rules limiting advertising to blank.
Children.
Right. A rugby player in Australia was found to have had a blank lodged in his forehead for more than 3 months.
Tooth.
Right. An opponent's tooth. For its final season on HBO, blank received 15 Emmy nominations.
The Sopranos.
Right. Because they pose a burn hazard, Hasbro announced that it was again recalling the iconic toy, the blank.
Easy Bake Oven.
Right. A German man who threw a computer out his window escaped a heavy fine because police officers said blank.
Who hasn't wanted to do that?
Exactly. Ooh. Right, Adam.
That's the kind of... After neighbors reported a huge crash, police arrived to find a computer smashed in the sidewalk and an extremely frustrated man in the apartment above. Questioned as to why he was disturbing the peace, the man explained that he'd gotten annoyed with his computer and thrown it out the window instantly. Sympathetic police said, well, who hasn't felt like doing that? And only asked the man to clean up the remains of the annoying device. Did Adam do what I just think he did? Did he do well enough to win?
He needed 8 correct answers to win. He had 8 correct
answers. Oh, my Lord!
With 19 points, Adam Felber is district champion.
You've been listening to a rebroadcast of our show from July of 2007, recorded in front of 10,000 people in Millennium Park in downtown Chicago. It was an amazing night under the stars, so much so we're going to do it again on September 4th, 2008, at 6:30 p.m. at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park on the Chicago lakefront. Admission is free. Hey, why do you think so many people come? Support for NPR comes from the members of the National Association of Realtors, working on behalf of America's residential and commercial property owners, on the web at realtor.com. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Becky Silvermans. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our technical director for this broadcast was Robert Newhouse. Other engineers included Gary Yeck, Lorna White, and Jennifer Loeb. B.J. Liederman composed our theme. Our program was directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Emily Ecton and Mike Danforth. The senior producer for this broadcast was Rod Abee. Thanks to Carl Castle, panelists Roy Blunt Jr., Adam Felber, and Roxanne Roberts, I'm Peter Sagal. We'll be back at Millennium Park on September 4th, and we'll be right here on your radio dial next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.